The Whip Wake Up Show, a little segment we call the best 5 minutes of the day. A couple brothers from another mother, Jason Kanz. I'm Mark Halverson. Good morning.
Good morning.
And your birthday celebration, your birthday was Friday and kind of celebrated throughout the weekend, huh?
Did, yeah. Mostly Saturday. We kind of pretty chill, pretty laid back weekend. I was hoping to have Thai orchid for dinner on Saturday and didn't realize they were closed. Celebrating the Hmong New Year, and so they closed on Saturday. And so we ended up going to a kind of an old standard Texas Roadhouse, got that ordered in. And but it was good to have the kids here and Rosie, of course.
Yeah.
So yeah, good weekend.
Nice.
And of course, you bought me a pie in a cup, and which is becoming a tradition. And
2 years in
it.
A row.
And
yeah.
So yeah. So. Yeah, good times.
So I don't know. Is the you know, I was kind of reflecting. The gift I gave you was it was like a coloring book for book lovers.
Yeah.
And so I know that was a little bit different. And you told me actually your wife enjoys coloring, but you know, I don't know. I just thought of you so strongly, I had to get it. So
yeah, I was excited about it, and she was very excited.
Oh,
about
good.
It. So it was she was like, oh, what a great gift. And I said, I'm going to have to find my markers. I said, if not, I have to buy some. And she said, we have so many markers, don't buy any. So, so apparently I will have to find out where those are.
Very good. Let's see. Just random thoughts from over the weekend. One of them having to do with if Lord of the Rings was so popular, how come more people didn't name their kids Frodo?
That is a fair question. Mm-hmm. I don't really know why that would be the case. I mean, I'd probably be more likely to name them Aragorn.
Yeah, yeah. But, all right, that was just one random thought. That was at the beginning of our pastor, Sherman, referencing Lord of the Rings. And I was like, you know. The secondly is seeing people with holes in their jeans. This was a phenomenon that's taken hold well after my high school and college years. But I'm curious, like, how did that start? I mean, did somebody just, like, on their own, and were they thought of as weird, and then it just caught on? Or was it like the industry just said, let's just do this?
I wish I understood. You know, I didn't grow up with a lot of money, so holes in my jeans were standard, and but not because it was fashionable.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, I went to buy a new pair of jeans on Friday, and I was able to find a pair that didn't have pre-made tears in them. But, I mean, I was looking at a lot of them and thought, why would I want to buy something that's already ripped? I don't understand it.
From the makers of Swiss cheese, here's jeans with a hole in them, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's worked because you see it. It used to be the young people. Now it's adults, too. So
right, yeah.
All right, and then our friend Donna had said, well, it is a Mental Health Monday, and one of our headlines this morning was this. Election season is impacting the mental health of Americans. A national survey conducted by a private mental health treatment system examined the amount of anxiety brought on by election season. About 1 in 5 adults reported election content negatively affecting their mental health. Totally get that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so this is a, you can feel the darkness, you know, you really just can.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it definitely feels heavy, and yeah, I'm both eager and anxious for it to be done.
Yeah.
So,
hey, our friend Donna really liked something I had shared on my personal Facebook page. And well, who's John Rodell? Because you said one of the best gifts, and I think it's one you got for yourself for your birthday.
I bought it for myself. It's a John Rodell is a former comedian who went through a period where he didn't think he would make it through the year and started writing poems about ending his life and. A friend of his said, you really have a gift for this. And he made it through the summer and started writing poetry. And he has, I think, 6 or 7 books of poetry out now, and they are fantastic.
So, you know, I've heard particularly, it's puzzling, but that, like the summer and adult men in particular is a really challenging time in terms of mental health, you know?
Yep.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, let's close with that today. And so I don't know if you can access it. Maybe we can read it together.
It's on your page?
It's on my page from just a couple of 4 days ago.
Okay.
And headline, it's kind of a creative drawing, and
it
says,
it
I love this.
I got it.
So we'll kind of alternate. Here we go. Vulnerability doesn't mean telling others what happened to us from across a cafe table or from behind a microphone.
And then going home from the experience feeling just as alone as you did before.
Vulnerability means allowing your human heart blanket to get sewn to other heart blankets.
It's about connection.
We don't share for status.
We do it for synergy.
We don't confess for clout.
We do it to build community.
We tell our tale to invite others to tell theirs.
It's the sacred cycle of storytelling.
We gather in a circle of trust and say, here is my journey.
Then we listen to the others' journeys that are shared.
We take space, then we give space.
We pour, then we absorb.
We speak, then we listen.
We are storytellers, then we are witnesses.
Vulnerability isn't just about grave digging in our past to expose our skeletons.
It's about sewing quilts.
Here is my patch.
Here is your patch.
Here is their patch.
Here is us.
Here is our story.
Beautiful.
John Beautiful Patchwork stuff. Hart Rodell.
Yeah.
What strikes you about that?
You know, I think the vulnerability piece is what stands out for me. I think so often in this place where we're feeling anxious and guarded, it's hard to be open with our hearts because we're afraid of them getting hurt. And I think many of us feel that way. And the desire to say, here's who I am and can I see who you are is much needed.
Uh-huh. Something a little different this morning. So
yeah,
there we go.
You bet.
Thank you, friend. All right. The WIB Wake Up Show, 13 in front of 7 o'clock. It is a Make Us Laugh Monday, so we have a stand-up comic, pastor, author on the line, world traveler, Drew Fralick from Detroit. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
We're a little concerned here because we've got kind of a somewhat injured starting quarterback in Jordan Love. It's Packers-Lions week, 6-2 Green Bay, and what I think 6-2 Detroit, squaring off at Lambeau Sunday. It's the game of the week, and
it is.
You guys looked good yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, things are going well, but let's be honest, Mark, as it pertains to you and I, this has traditionally been a very painful week for me.
Yeah.
If you remember, there's been poetry written, there's been vows of never watching football again, so
yeah.
we'll see what happens. You know, I'm cautious.
Okay, all right. Also, I guess, you know, both of our states have been fawned over, and it's going to continue with the election 8 days away. We've got early voting through Friday. I don't know how it works in Michigan, but I mean, boy, a lot of attention here from the, we're one of the, you know, each of us, two of the seven states that are going to decide this election.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys are kind of at this point. I think everyone here is just like, please make the ads stop.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Some of them are just painful.
I come home from work and I have 15 pieces of mail and 14 of them are political ads. I mean, it's just the recycling bin is full every
day. It sure is. Boy, we could sure feed the world multiple times over with all of the content we've had there because that doesn't come cheap. And, well, it is Make Us Laugh Monday. And so here's the thing. I've got part of your shtick because you're going to do your commentary again. You've been invited to Grand Rapids, Michigan, right?
Yeah, so commentary is the one-man show I wrote. It's a blending of sermon and stand-up. It's kind of a lengthy explanation of why did you build a comedy club in the basement of your church?
Yeah.
And so we're sort of like talking about the Bible, also making jokes about the Bible, and just like having a good time. So I have no idea what you're about to play, but hopefully it's good.
Well, let's see. I have to decide what to say. First of all, we have... yeah, let's go for it. This is Drew here off of YouTube. I actually just went on to YouTube to get some audio for our Today in History last week, and
Amazing.
There you were. You popped up, so here we go.
Comedians can't use the Bible for inspiration. They certainly can't write jokes about it. Like, I couldn't say something like... After a careful reading of the Genesis narrative, I'm pretty sure that Adam and Eve were white. I mean, think about it. They had the whole world given to them, didn't they? God even let them name the animals. Other people might have been like, "Ah, that's a little bit above our pay grade." But no, 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 not Caucasian Adam and Eve. They were like, "Yeah, I think we're qualified to do that."
So there we go. A bit of your blending of sermon and stand-up.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah,
you had a good audience.
That's a good bit. Yeah, that's a good bit. It's a good bit. Well, if anybody's there in Grand Rapids on November 16th, would love to see you at the Eden Cafe and then Grand Rapids Vineyard the next morning for their sermon. So
terrific. And we know the Holslaws, actually. My wife...
Jeff and Sid.
Yeah, Sid actually facilitated a group my wife was in through the Caneo Center in Puerto Rico. Which, speaking of jokes, there was a comedian at that political rally in New York last night, and he completely trashed Puerto Rico as kind of an island of floating garbage. So, you know.
Yeah, that wasn't like good. Blowing up my comedian WhatsApp group this morning.
I think so.
Caught up. Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, Drew, Packer Lion Week. We'll talk to you after the big game next Monday.
All right. Sounds good, Mark. Have a good one.
All right. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. And yeah, we do have, I wasn't going to keep Drew on. I kept him on long enough there, but we do have some jokes from you, the listeners, this morning, so let's give those a try.
Well, how are y'all today? This is for your Monday morning. What do you get when you cross a frog and a candy stick?
I don't know.
A lily pad.
Gotcha.
And then they put in parentheses, lily pad.
Thank you for that. All right, and we've got one more here this morning. Let's check it.
Morning, Mark, Caleb, this is Keith. Joke for you this morning. Why can't a bicycle stand up without a kickstand?
Why?
It's too tired.
Yes.
Have a great day. Bye.
There we go. So our listeners, give it a try. You can as well here. If you fashion yourself a comic, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. And also on the lighter side here today, we mentioned special events. It is Chocolate Day, and I found the chocolate song.
Chocolate, yummy chocolate. It's so super sweet. Chocolate, chocolate. My favorite treat to eat. Look at this chocolate bar. I'll break it in two. We can share together choc for me and you. Tastes so good, sweet like nothing else. Don't hold it too long, eat it before it melts. Chocolate, yummy chocolate. It's so.
There you go, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. We know how to celebrate, don't we, huh? Weekend recap, WWIB, Halvo and Caleb on a Make Us Laugh Monday. We got to get our jokes together in the next half hour, and we'd love yours at 715-396-1670. My weekend recap started Friday night. High school football 8 player and McDonald moving on to level 2 with a convincing 52-8 win over Wausau Newman Catholic. Now you got to remember the Cardinals of Wausau Newman took it to the max a couple of years ago. So McDonald able to turn the tables in this postseason game on to face the only team that beat them, Owen Withy. So that should be a good one Friday night on WOGO starting at 6:30. Meanwhile, on Saturday, got the backyard cut. Maybe the last time, Caleb, right? We talk about our lawn mowing, but took care of the leaf mulching at the same time. It's apparently good for the lawn. And so enjoyed some TV watching and kind of going to bed early on Saturday. And then on Sunday, enjoying church and some good fellowship and a Packer victory.
Well, there you go. I also covered a football game. Chi-High fell to Middleton on the road. Again, entertaining playoff football game down there. Beautiful facilities they have down in Middleton. As I was going down there, I went through Sauk City, Wisconsin. And as I come in, it says, home of the Butterburger. I'm like, wait, I've heard about this. This is where the first ever Culver's was.
That's right.
Anyway, I just thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And as you drive through town, a beautiful town there in Sauk City, they have their Culver's. Looks a lot like the Culver's we have around here. But over their sign, it says the original.
Huh.
I was like, oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would have liked to actually stop at the original Culver's, but I had to keep on going.
Duty
but,
called.
Yeah.
Duty called,
so,
yeah.
That was a late night. Thank you for anyone and everyone who prayed for my safety on the way back, too, because I actually stayed far more awake than I would have thought. It certainly was an early morning. I think I got home a little after 3 in the morning after taking care of everything. So that kind of, you know, made Saturday a little more of a rest and try and get the body ready a little bit, do some workouts and things like that. So more of a at-home day with the kids. Had a little energy Saturday night. So I thought, you know what? I'd really like to go see some regional final volleyball. So I went and watched the McDonald and Unity game. Very, very entertaining. Again, sometimes I just check in. I'm close to a lot of the people at McDonald, and so I'll watch on the live stream a lot. But I thought, well, let's just go experience this. So much better. So much better in person. A lot of fun. So enjoyed that yesterday. Potluck at church. Enjoyed the Packer victory as well. A little closer than maybe we would have thought going in, but they got the job done. And then made one more stop of the weekend. Kirshner's Super Premium Ice Cream in Chautauqua. Tech. I'd gone there last weekend, but my kids weren't with me, so I went with the kids this time, and we enjoyed that very much. So shout out to Kirshner's in Shatek.
Here we are on a Monday morning, back at it.
Sidewalk Profits, if you missed it on Friday morning in the 9 o'clock hour with Sam, One Fest Ministries is bringing in a phenomenal Christmas concert. Sidewalk Profits, great big family Christmas. Incredible. Can't wait to see this tour come to Eau Claire Calvary Baptist Church Friday, December 13th, and proceeds benefiting One Fest and One Fest Ministries. So fantastic concert, and you can get your tickets at one-fest.com for that before they sell out. One-fest.com. Great big family Christmas from Sidewalk Profits.
The Whip Wake Up Show, three jokes apiece on a Make Us Laugh Monday. We certainly welcome yours in the final 75 minutes of the show at 396-1670. My first one is my longest. The dog owner says to his pooch, "The neighbor tells me you're chasing people on a bicycle." And the dog says, "He's lying. I don't even own a bicycle."
Make Us Laugh Monday on the Whip Wake Up Show. Well, let's see. What have I got here? You know, kind of a life observation to start off, pondering a little bit here on a Monday morning. How I don't get why banks get upset when you can't repay a loan. I mean, you already knew I didn't have the money when I came in to borrow it.
True, true.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
How much does a chimney cost?
I'm not sure.
Nothing. It's on the house. Be nice if that was the case.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I've been playing a game called Silent Tennis. Silent Tennis. It's like regular tennis without the racket.
I thought I was going to be like pickleball or something. My last one for me, Caleb, I was making a joke about retirement, but it just didn't work.
And my final joke on a Make Us Laugh Monday, made an investment. I spent my life savings on pasta. And let me tell you how, well, it was worth every penny.
Okay. There we go. Those are our jokes. We're done for the week, and we're breathing a sigh of relief. Well, Caleb and I talk about how much we're big advocates of reading, read aloud, and the importance of it. And story this morning that over half of U.S. adults have literacy skills below sixth grade.
Yeah, this was kind of surprising. Recent reports have highlighted concerns about adult literacy in the U.S., with some estimates suggesting, again, that you mentioned over half, up to 54% of U.S. adults with their literacy skills below a sixth grade level. I don't know exactly what a sixth grade level would be defined as, but still, again, that seems concerning.
Yeah, words that over half of adults might not understand are serene,
obscure,
fabricate,
persevere,
proceed,
deceitful,
courteous,
impolite,
tolerant,
prevail,
and nocturnal.
So, again, I guess that would be sixth grade level or above, too.
Some of those are kind of challenging.
I suppose. I mean, and the thing is, spelling them could be more difficult than just understanding them as well, too. But
right.
I think that just goes back to the drum we're always beating here on the Whip Wake Up Show, which is read.
Uh-huh.
Read a lot. Read good books. And read to your kids.
Absolutely.
As well, too.
Yeah, for
build
sure.
Build some of those habits.
All right, the Whip Wake Up Show. And I was counting it down earlier this morning in terms of hours. And I guess once we reach 9 o'clock, just 87 hours left in October Connect Month.
Yeah, so we would love to hear from you. We're diving into the mailbag here. But again, you can connect with us in any form or fashion. Maybe it's electronic, kind of digital communication with texts or emails or social media messages. Maybe you want to give us a call or stop on in. But maybe you want to do what these folks did and put pen to paper and postmark it by the end of the month and get us an October Connect. Let us know how WWIB is part of your life.
There's just something really fun about reading mail, traditional mail. I've got one here from Sue. She and her family have moved to Eau Claire. She's been in Bloomer for many years. And she responds on the stationery we sent out to some 5,000 people on our mailing list, talking about some of her favorite. Says she started listening the year that Warren passed back in the 90s. And she talks about the time she listens from 5 to 7 in the morning, sometimes during work, and also 4 to 8:30 in the evening. She likes Adventures in Odyssey and says so many wonderful artists creating uplifting songs that tell stories of us and to us. She says thank you to all the announcers throughout the entire days of the week. So appreciate that.
Here's one from Nancy from La Crosse at 93.7 FM in the Cooley region. She says, greetings from La Crosse. I do enjoy your station. The main time I'm listening is the morning wake-up show with Caleb and Mark. Thank you. She says, it helps me get ready for work. I've listened to WWIB for many years, remembering a lot of different shows throughout the years. And she says, give Betsy many hugs. She's also a blessing. Mm. She says the time my husband and I met her at the 53 Union, she's a gift from Jesus. And she says she prays for the Lord's richest blessings on the station, and also says, P.S., my hubby listens at night while cleaning the building. So fantastic and great that we can be a companion all throughout the day to you guys down there in La Crosse.
Absolutely. One follow-up on Sue's. She says, here's the first of my two partner pledges. So thanks for your generosity. And again, folks that did that had between, you know, earlier in October and the end of the year, and she got one of them taken care of. So thanks so much, Sue. And then also hearing from a listening friend in Marina, it looks like, in Cumberland, says, Whip family, I've been listening to WWIB since 1995. I raised my kids and took pointers from Focus on the Family. Initially, Mark and Matt, M&M's in the morning, and now Mark and Caleb are always a must on my drive to work. She says, it's been fun listening to Mark's son, Dawson, following his dad's footsteps on the drive. Evenings with Betsy. Betsy, you have such a sweet, calming voice. Thank you for all you do on a daily basis to bring Jesus into our lives by the way of the radio.
And one more here from the Coulee region again. Melissa from Onalaska says, I've been listening for about 20 years now. You make my ride to and from work much more enjoyable. She says, I appreciate the positivity whenever I listen. Thank you again. That's Melissa from Onalaska.
Appreciate it.